Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
There you go. That's his discussion with John Morton, what it was like. Hey, we were going to get some college football stuff and we got sidetracked. Gator Michigan State news today out of Jonathan Smith. Anything stand out?
It just sounds like they might get some players back this week. Maybe they get Mekhi Frazier back. They might get one of the receivers back and a defensive tackle back, which will help out for sure. And also that not non-committal about the quarterback. Is it possible we could see both quarterbacks play on Saturday? It's possible. Mm-hmm. But I have a hard time believing that Alessio does not get the start on Saturday.
Yeah.
But you know, both, he mentioned that both quarterbacks have different skill sets that could play well at different times. So take advantage of it when you can. We'll see what they line up with. But it's an opportunity for Michigan State to finish the season strong. It'd be a big win if they get a win over Penn State, even though Penn State is not good record-wise this year. Seeing what Penn State did in the first half against Ohio State and what they did throughout the game against Indiana, those are two undefeated teams they were hanging with. It's not a terrible football team. It's a team that was dealt a terrible blow with the quarterback getting hurt for the rest of the year. But prior to that, they had lost a couple games anyway. But nonetheless, it's senior day at Spartan Stadium on that day. Let's hope they can get off on the right foot there.
So I'm going to, in transitioning to Michigan Northwestern, I'm going to start by talking about Northwestern, but also related to Michigan State. Northwestern's head coach is David Braun. David Braun has a background as a defensive coordinator at North Dakota State. That's where he made his name. He got hired at Northwestern to be the defensive coordinator there. Then Pat Fitzgerald got let go, and he became the head coach. Gator, you've talked a little bit about maybe looking for that FCS guy, and if Michigan State does decide to make a change, that maybe they go that route, and there might be somebody at the FCS level. Are you still thinking about that or no?
I mean, I'm thinking about everything, but I'm also not pushing Jonathan Smith out the door just yet.
No.
I think there's reasons to be a little more patient here and see what plays out, but I think you have to look, and if you know already what's going to happen with a coach and you know that you're going to move on from him, then yeah, you have to unturn every stone and find those guys, because the top coaches, there are too many better jobs out there than Michigan State. And those top coaches are going to go to those schools, and they're going to find the best situation for them. But there are some wild cards in the mix. Like, Pat Fitzgerald is just a wild card right now. Hasn't coached in a couple of years. We know what his situation was at Northwestern. You know, your hands are tied behind your back a little bit when you were recruiting and coaching there because of different standards. NIL world is totally different. And what would Pat Fitzgerald look like in, you know, when he's untethered?
So you're talking about Pat Fitzgerald at Michigan State.
Is that possible?
So yeah. did you hear his interview he did with the College Game Day podcast on ESPN? His wording is, I've basically spent the last couple of years getting my PhD in how college football works right now. And he really wants to, you know, say that he has paid close attention and talked to a bunch of people about the NIL and transfer portal world. So
yeah, but you know that the name that I brought privately with you, the guy I was intrigued by, is the North Dakota State coach, mm-hmm. Tim Polasek.
Yep.
He's got some Midwest roots, but he's just a guy's offensive line coach, offensive coordinator, and now head coach in North Dakota State, and he's 14-2 in his – actually more than that now. He was 14-2 last season.
Well, Braun at Northwestern has a defensive background. The points per game that they have allowed, 19.1 points per game, which is pretty good. Top 6 in the Big Ten. Do you know who's on their defensive staff? Harlan Barnett. coaches of safeties there at Northwestern.
You know, I love Harlan.
They have one of the worst turnover margins in the NCAA. But I will say this. They had a dogfight going on Friday night against USC, and the play turned on the one game when Najee Story, the defensive lineman from Northwestern, picked off that screen pass in a 14-14 game, about 2 minutes to go first half. And the big fella's rumbling, bumbling, stumbling to the 10, to the 5, dives for the end zone, and he gets hit by Jaden Maiva. And that football comes out and rolls out of the back of the end zone for a touchback. So USC, trying to put together the two-minute drive at the end of the first half, throws a pick, but immediately gets the ball back on the 20 and took three plays to go the length of the field to score a touchdown. So instead of it being first and goal from like the one for Northwestern in the last couple of minutes, it was a chance to take the lead. USC went up and completely changed that game. They also did something pretty shady.
They cheated.
The punt thing, well, they put on, I guess the rules call for you to give the other team a roster with the numbers, and their backup quarterback had number 80 on, which was the same number as their starting punter. And they put him out on the field, threw a pass.
They put him on the field to punt, and there was a fake punt.
And with the backup quarterback wearing the same number as the punter.
To the point where Jason Benetti, who was broadcasting the game, where he was fooled. And then he felt awful because his former broadcast partner, is it Brock Heward? His former broadcast partner, that's his son. Yep. I think son or nephew. Sam Heward is the guy who ended up throwing the football. And they were talking about what a great throw this guy. Look at the form that he's showing here. And yeah, he's a quarterback. And I don't like it. I think to me it seems like you cheated. You changed the number, I think, like last week. And you had this in mind all along that you were going to do this at some point. I don't like that. You don't need to do that if you're USC. Come on. You're better than that. That's just low. I didn't like it at all. And I thought the Big Ten came out and made a statement saying, yeah, that's not something that they would condone.
Yeah, they don't want to see that anymore. But Northwestern is a good running back in Caden Komalafe, who was their third stringer, and they had a three-time captain running back ahead of him, and a kid got hurt, and Komalafe's gone in, and he's gone over 100 yards each of the last two games, averaging 7 yards a carry. They have a problem with turnovers, okay? And so Michigan is one of the best turnover margin teams in the country against one of the worst turnover margin teams in the country and one of the worst teams on third down defense in the country at Northwestern. But they can run the football, and they're not a bad outfit. You better show up and play. And with Michigan, their efforts the last two games after Washington, offensively, there have been struggles specifically in the pass game. They've been able to run the ball, but they haven't been able to pass it. So we'll see if they can get that going this week.
One thing I forgot to mention about Polisek, the head coach at North Dakota State, who I like.
Yeah.
I mentioned he was 14-2 last year.
Yeah.
At 10-0 this year, so he's 24-2.
Yeah. Well.
Won a national championship last year and has a chance to.
So this is your own creation. There hasn't been anybody else.
Nothing.
This is just you.
Just me.
Jonathan Smith's still the coach, right?
Yeah. For now.
Yeah. I'm just making sure.
Yeah. Look, I said I'm not pushing him out the door, but if I have to do some digging and looking, I mean, this is, I'm just, you know, trying to present something.
Yeah, well, I like it. My champ is Amari Cooper, Indiana. What an amazing catch, especially with the game situation. My chump is Brian Daboll. The Giants blew a 10-point lead, and Daboll will probably be the next coach let go. That's from Jeremy in Ipsy, who sent this over before he was let go. My champ is Gibbs and St. Brown. My chump is the Red Wings for lacking any effort. That's from Ben on a Cell. My champ is Dan Campbell taking charge like a great head coach should and straighten out all the questions we had after last week. My chump is Payne and Kinlaw from the Commanders for their BS. It's from John in Dearborn. Champ, the Lions for yesterday's game. Chump, Mother Nature for bringing us February and early November. That's from J-Rad in Sterling Heights.
Oh, get over it.
I mean, we kind of knew the bill was due. You had an extended summer.
Have we not lived here?
I'm just saying, we had summer all the way up through October, guys. You're going to pay for this.
It'll be like 60 next week, or who knows. It'll happen and get back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Back at, look, it's November in Michigan.
I've been trying to figure out, I think I may have a champ and chump who's the same person. Have you guys ever had that?
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Who you got?
Lincoln Riley.
Yeah.
May have been the most clever thing, but why did you pick a game against Northwestern to pull off this con? Of having the punter and the backup quarterback with the same number.
I don't like it.
Don't they got Oregon coming up, right?
Right. Like you didn't need to do this, but I'm like, that would be brilliant to do. Cause they kind of put it in the program. Like, no, we didn't hide it. It was there.
It was in the program. It said number 80. The Heard kid, the backup quarterback. Like, yeah, Big Ten's gonna do something, it sounds like.
They did. They already said you can't have same number for same position. So the second he lined up as punter, now what if he went under quarterback and then like just ran? You know how sometimes the quarterback does the pooch punt.
Yeah, I think the antenna would have been up if he lined up as a quarterback. Like they wouldn't have.
Yeah,
because that's what it didn't help. But the antenna was not up when they saw number 80 back there. What do you guys
got? Some things with numbers at UCLA. I mean USC. So this is the first time they've
cheated. No, it's not the first time they've cheated. They've cheated forever. We know this.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
It was a game yesterday. It was pretty good.
Yep.
Dan Campbell with the glasses taking over. And can you go back to Morton calling the plays? Or his dad saying, you know what, I got the wheel. Get in the backseat.
Have a great show. Stay safe, everybody, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.